Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muckin' Fun Day. It's the 13th day of June. Oh God, almost halfway through June, people. 13th day of June, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 49 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades in northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 53 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. My niece came by earlier this morning, and she came in and said, yeah, it's sleeting out there and raining, sleeting. Well, midway through June, that's par for the course. I mean, for a squall to come in around here, it could happen any time. It happened on the 4th of July. But, I mean, this is a constant weather. It's almost like they've, you know, decided on a vector that's best for the spread of their fucking biologicals that they're fucking spraying on us. You know, that this is the best conditions for their fucking goddamn poisons to kill us. That's what I would be my guess anyway. See what we're going to look at here. Senate gun control agreement adds investigative period to some firearms background checks from Breitbart. We're sure as hell going to get into it.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, Senate gun control agreement, Senate. Say no fucking Senate. Corporation, the goddamn United States, the corporation sit down, fucking Walmart sit down and decide what they're going to do with your fucking guns. You going to let them do it? I don't think so. Senate gun control. You ain't got no goddamn authority, Senate. How do we know that? Because we can go back to the goddamn records of when the fucking second article was put in place and see if you do. Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement are the birthright of an American. The ultimate power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, where I trust in God it will ever remain in the hands of the people. This is the guy who explained it to him. They're acting, oh, we don't know what that means. We're going over. We have our nine fucking traitors, our nine fucking Jew, our nine Khazarian fucking goddamn Supreme Court that has no fucking jurisdictional authority, which is forbidden jurisdictional authority under the ninth article of the Supreme Superior Absolute fucking ratified law of December 15, 1791. The gall of you cocksuckers. I know you're all gall. Bring it fucking on and let's fucking do this. Come on and see you more than your fucking gall. You gotta go hire men to fucking back your fucking mouth, you little nothing son of a bitches. It's like that fucking Trudeau. Can you imagine that motherfucker even in a woman slap fight? I can't. What a fucking cunt. Investigate a period to some firearm background checks from Breitbart. The Senate gun control agreement that emerged Sunday adds an investigative period to some firearms background checks. I don't know where the fuck you people been, but fucking it's been like 3 months to get a goddamn check through here, depending on who you are. Now, some people, they can walk right into Masonic and just sit and fucking knock the ring and shake the fucking hand and fucking walk right about the door. Or if you have one of their concealed carry permits, you've already fucking submitted. You're a goddamn, you got to be a goddamn Mason to get one of them anyway. You can walk right in, did the shake, knock the ring and fucking go. This is all fucking horse shit. You cannot fucking investigate. You can't give me permission to exercise a right, dumbass. And it ain't no privilege. Call it a privilege, you get your fucking face blown off, motherfucker. It is a goddamn absolute unalienable fucking right. Ratified by we the people, December 15, 1791, and by God, we will fucking have our rights. The Senate gun control agreement that emerged, just, it emerged what it did, people. It just emerged. This fucking goddamn disparagement and fucking goddamn, denial of right. It emerged is what it done. It's like this, this one world government, you know, it's emerging. It's like a caterpillar coming out of its, you know, turning into a butterfly and coming out of its pod. It's emerging, people. Well, you better unfucking emerge it, or we're going to merge it right down your fucking throat and bury you under it. We don't have to live like you tell us, you sons of bitches, you sick in the head pedophilic pieces of shit. The Senate agreement includes proposals such as a crackdown on straw purchases, funding to insensitive states to adopt red flag laws and deeper record searches for gun buyers under the age of 21, among other things. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. It's denial, disparagement, denial, disparagement, denial, disparagement. A rope around your fucking neck for violating the fucking law. The broadened record search for gun buyers younger than 21 requires an investigative period to review juvenile and mental health records. The agreement contains no stipulation for how long this investigative period may last. Boy, ain't that what they did in fucking Washington, D.C.? You know, that fucking Citadel. I mean, that's why they could work it in that way, but then they had, you know, the Heller case and act like it was really a state, which it ain't a fucking state. It's a den of fucking horrors is what it is. But, an investigative period may last. Fucking, you put in a fucking form there to get a fucking gun. You're starting to talk years. There is no goddamn, due process of the law. I mean, right to fucking, immediate due process of the fucking law. In the first place, you can't fucking tell me I can't have a gun any fucking where. So shove that up your ass. See, say it, I shoot you. If people just fucking enforce their fucking rights, we wouldn't have this shit. We're just fucking just as individuals. Put that fucking gun on, walk out, and the first fucker that challenges you that you can't have a fucking gun, shoot the son of a bitch. Because yes, you fucking can. It's been the supreme superior law of this fucking land. It is the supreme superior fucking law of this fucking land.
Hey, Henry?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, you're 100% right. I mean, but people don't understand it, man. I mean, when you've been in the public school system for so long, and you've been indoctrinated, man. I don't think none of the sheep have no discernment, to be honest with you. You know, I mean, when you sit back and when you think about it, they're telling people, oh, no, we're going to make it where you can be 21, but, you know, you can go overseas and die for their phony fake wars to, you know, to enrich the Zionists. You know, you go there 18, but at home you can't buy a gun, but you can go overseas and fight and die. I mean, come on. I mean, come on, sheep.
Yeah, you would think the sheep, well, the sheep are seeing it, you know. They're seeing the hypocrisy. But the bottom line is people just going through, that have went clear through their whole lives, man, without questioning one fucking thing. You know, without questioning fucking you know, a cop beats the hell out of that guy over there. Not to fucking look and see if the cop had cause to even be talking to that fucker to start with, or jurisdictional authority to be near him, let alone fucking beat the hell out of him. Go get me. Made him do an anal search. That was pretty cool, Tom. You know, kind of, that's how fucking goofy they are. And you son of a bitches, hey, you know what? You're going in the fucking hole. We're going to kill you.
Hey, Henry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Henry. Hey, but did you see how you explained that about the cop, right? Now, notice now, we've been going, like I said before, we've been going through our whole life through their public food system. And we have been taught, oh, you know, cops are friendly. They're here to help you. You know, we had the little stupid DARE program. I mean, we have been so indoctrinated. You know, we have been so indoctrinated, like you just said, the cops don't even have authority even to exist. You know, we were never taught that. We were never taught that.
Well, fuck, I tell you what, I don't know. I know what they try to teach in the fucking schools, and I won't know what I learned on the fucking street, and I know what a fucking cop is. I know what a goddamn Blackwater USA fucking corporate fucking union fucking member is. And there is no consent for them to fucking exist, and they have no goddamn authority. Everything they do is a fucking violation of the law. Everything these Star Chamber courts do is a violation of the fucking law, because you cannot get, fucking justice from fucking fraud. And this whole fucking, the making of this, the law of 1871 and 1878, along with the fucking 14th Amendment, along with the fact that fucking goddamn the son of a bitch fucking Abraham Springsteen declared martial law in violation of the fucking Ninth Article, and there was slavery under it that people didn't fucking stop. It's on us. It's always been on us. I mean, if we didn't want something, all we had to do is say, you fucking stop it right now, and we'll fucking hang you. Got it? But, I mean, yeah. You know, people go, like you say, they go through school, and I didn't like it. I went about the time I pulled my kids out of the fucking public schools, when they had the cops coming. Heck, a fucking sheriff in the goddamn fucking high school. Come on. You wonder why you have fucking school shootings and this goofy shit? You set the fucking place. I mean, it was something nobody would ever thought about. And I guarantee you that people were way more violent in my time. But it's something to shoot the school up, shoot innocent people. Why? I mean, you'd have to be into some MK Ultra fucking program to be that fucking goofy, wouldn't you? But still, it goes on. And like Dion said, you're taught to fucking worship your fucking goddamn oppressors. We don't worship you. You come and try to get our fucking guns, you're going to die. We understand what the fucking result is if we let the guns go. We've watched you in that. We're watching you now. We're watching what you're doing to the people in Australia. We're watching what you're doing to the people in Canada. That little Trudeau. God, what a fucking... I'd never really seen the son of a bitch before. And I watched that little...
Oh, he's an undercover faggot lover.
Oh, God almighty. What a piece of work he is, man. What a wiener. What a nobody nothing piece of little shit son of a... That little son of a bitch is going to force the fucking Canadian people to give up their fucking guns and their right to defend themselves. I mean, that's what he fucking came out and said. You do not have the right to defend yourself with a gun. So if a gun's sitting there and fucking somebody's raping your fucking wife, they've got fucking your daughter and they're raping your daughter, and only means you have at your disposal to fucking get rid of them is that gun. Well, you just got to let it happen. You see, you got to let them communists have it. They're such fucking cowards. Trudeau, you are spineless. Little yellow gutted fucking nobody son of a bitch. That's all there is to it. You can't deny it. Come here and deny it to me. I'm fucking 60. I'll be 61 years old in a couple months. Come here and deny it to me. I will slap you with my open hand. I will slap you flat of your fucking ass and you will pee yourself. Garrett fucking Teed. You are not a man. Get the fuck out of the public arena and quit pretending like you have any kind of a force with anybody but a fucking handful of fucking fanatics that aren't going to get their fucking way. You sick little son of a bitch. God, I hate that man. Let's see where we're here. The agreement contains no stipulation for how long this investigative period may last. On February 28, 2019, NPR noted that House Democrats were pushing to change national instant criminal background check system. A violation, violation, violation of the fucking right. I don't need your permission to exercise a right, you son of a bitch. You understand what a right is. Of course you do. But you think if you fucking keep pushing and shoving, I mean, you've met people like that. Where you fucking just had to body slam them out of the fucking line. Back, push, push, push. And they'll do something like that, that they don't have to, that we just want them to do. No, we won't. We will fucking slam your ass on the pavement, motherfucker. Stipulation of how long it's in. On February 28, 2019, NPR noted that House Democrats were pushing to change national instant criminal background check system, NICS, check so as to allow longer extended review periods. And this is what they did in fucking Washington. Oh, yes, you can get a gun. It'll take you 10 fucking years, 20 years. You may die before you ever get that gun. But you may put the paperwork into fucking. I mean, this is fuck you. I'm got a gun. I don't ask your goddamn permission. And if I got the fucking gun, I got it for a reason. That's to make sure motherfuckers like you ain't going to fuck with me. So if you're going to think I can't have a gun, come take the motherfucker. It's that goddamn simple. The FBI conducts NICS checks on retail gun purchasers. The checks are designed to be completely complete quickly. But the FBI can take up to 3 business days to conduct the check. I've fucking seen it here where it's been fucking 3 months that they have went and fucking, they can just do it. They can just hold up the, and you're paying for this. In the first place, you're paying to exercise a right. And you're paying the goddamn fucking corporate agent to give you permission to own to exercise a fucking right. And then you're going to be fucking jacked around for 3 fucking months while you do it. It's time to fucking end this shit, people. Jesus, what's it take? This means the NICSC check either returns a pass or fail. Well, you either pass or fail. Government decides whether you pass or fail, whether you can have a gun or not. No, you don't. You can say it all the fucking day long. I'll say, no, you don't. Come here and you'll find out. No, you don't. Where it signals a need for an extended review of records. You don't fucking look into my goddamn life. I have a right to privacy, the privacy in my papers in person under the 4th article. You're in violation of the 4th fucking article blatantly. You cocksucking pieces of shit. Fucking Aristotle, you think I can go out? Well, that's just a lowly fucking subject. I'll go look through give me his books. Give me his record, give me his fucking, password in so I can go and look at everything about him. I'm amazed.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
All right. All they're going to do is use that for, if you said anything bad about the government or that, you know, anything that they don't like, we don't feel that you feel you are fit for the gun. That's what they're going to do with that. That's all that they're going to do.
Can you find anything good about this fucking, not government, this fucking United States corporation, this unlawful entity that has been operating since 1871, 1872. Hell, it fucking operated right back during 1862 or 3 when fucking Lincoln fucking declared martial law. That martial law has never been lifted, assholes. That's why they can keep doing this. You goddamn fuck, man. This is like being punched around by a fucking 3-year-old. You're fucking weak. You take shit like, you make me ashamed. Michael Moore calls for full repeal of Second Amendment. Do you fat fuck? Hey, you fat fucker, why don't you come down here to Ashley? You fat fucking piece of sloppy fucking shit. You couldn't even stand on the side of the hill. You would fucking run down it. That's how fucking sloppy, fat, fucking piece of shit you are. And you're just one person, and your fucking goddamn thoughts don't matter one goddamn iota to me. But they are treasonous in their nature. and they are seditious in their natures, and they will get your fucking ass hung in a common law court because you are attacking the goddamn foundation of this country. You're trying to overthrow our former government, you mother fat motherfucker. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Leftist activists, I love this left-right fucking bullshit. You mean you're a fucking communist? Say it, communist. I mean, see, I can see this fat slob, you know, this fucking piece of shit. He's got all this fucking money and everything, and he goes around and people are, you know, the filmmaker, all this stuff, and all this fucking job of the hut. You just walk up and just slap him around. What would he fucking do but pee his fucking pants? And then yell for those guys with the guns to get up there and protect his fucking sorry ass, huh? I just fucking, the thought of this fucking, this puscule, dude, saying anything. Don't talk, you fucking puscule. You've nothing to say. You're only speaking treason. You deserve a fucking rope around your fucking treasonous neck, and that's it. Leftist activist and filmmaker Michael Moore used his Friday podcast, Rumble Michael Moore. Come on, rumble with me, fat fuck. You fat, sloppy, fucking grotesque, fucking stinking motherfucker. What the hell you got? Rumble, come rumble with me, motherfucker. Michael Moore to call for a full repeal of the Second Amendment. You're going to call for a full repeal of the Second Amendment, are you? Because the fucking, I'll tell you what, that Bill of Rights is one solid hunk of law that cannot be touched according to the 9th article. There is no fucking, go do it! Fat fuck! You slob! You pig! See what you can get done. You've been slopping and pigging and fucking, I mean, these motherfuckers make goddamn tons of money. People, righteous people fucking fight for the goddamn cause. And you fucking do it fucking at a fucking sacrifice. This slob fucking rolls around like fucking Jabba the Hutt. And fucking slobs and slobbers and snots and fucking shits. And fucking gets goddamn paid fucking money for fucking just doing left-hand proper fucking ganda. Doing communists for preaching fucking goddamn sedition. That's what he gets paid for. And has made a fucking star of. Fuck you, Michael Moore. You're a fat, sloppy, nobody son of a bitch. How about that? What are you going to do? You going to take a gun? Huh? You going to take your fat ass out on the fucking street? You going to come take a gun, you son of a bitch? Because we're not talking about taking guns. We're talking about war here, motherfucker. And when the war starts, this fucking flat, fat, fucking scum-sucking piece of shit will slither its fat, sloppy, fucking goddamn pussy ass down into a fucking hole where you it thinks it can't be found, but you're going to be found, you son of a bitch. And you will stand trial in the United States of these Americas for violation of the Supreme Spirit, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, you treasonous son of a bitch. You're nothing, man. That's what really gets me, these fucking guys that come out and it's like sliming down the fucking sidewalk. Grotesque. Grotesquely obese. Sliming down the fucking sidewalk. And this is supposed to mean something to me when this motherfucking thing speaks? How about if you spoke, I slapped your fucking, I just slap you with my open hand across the fucking beak, and then fucking both your lips are bleeding, your teeth are fucking bleeding, and you can't speak no more. Then what? That's when you call up your fucking bodyguards with fucking guns. Huh? Because that's what you want, you fat, sloppy, pig-eating, shit-eating motherfucker. You want to be a fucking goddamn, you want to be the aristocracy, you want to be the ruling class, only you ain't got what it takes to fucking rule the fucking real fucking American national. We'll fucking knock your fucking teeth out. We'll stomp you on the fucking ground. You're nothing to us. And that fucking goddamn technology and that goddamn military, it's not working out well for you, is it? You're finding out that the fucking goddamn people who fucking joined the military actually joined it thinking that they were joining the American military to fucking defend freedom and liberty, and they see you pissing on it and shitting on it and say, you're going to remove the Second Amendment. Get your fat fucking ass to it, buddy. Moore said, I know that there are Democratic Party leaders that do not want me saying this. This is what it says. We going to lose the election. We going to lose. We're going to lose the election. Okay, fine. What the fuck? What election? You mean that fucking fraud that corporate fuck. I mean, you're under a goddamn occupation to participate in an occupation's fucking election system. That is goddamn treason, you damn fool. We're going to lose the election, you sloppy fucking goddamn. No, you're going to lose your goddamn lives is what you're fixing to lose. You went way too fucking far. You have done way, you've committed way too many crimes against the fucking Bill of Rights and the people. Easily proven crimes. You think you can just say, well, we're taking away all the common law courts, now we can do what we fucking please. You forgot about that second article. That's a declaration of war. You take our courts and start fucking denying us our fucking goddamn absolute rights to fucking autonomy. You're asking, that's a declaration of war. Even when the ADL comes up and says, we're declaring war on the Bill of Rights. Well, come on and bring it on, you son of a bitch. You've been doing it 100 different ways, only you still ain't took that magic step. I could sit here and write shit down on paper all day and tell you I'm blue in the face. It don't mean shit. Nothing means shit unless it's got fucking goddamn power behind it. Unless it's got goddamn guns behind it. And what way, and your fucking shit don't have no guns. You got a handful of guns. And that's the reason you want the rest, because you don't have that many. You want everybody to be disarmed so a fat fucking slob, piece of fucking stinking, rotten, sweating shit, like goddamn Michael Moore, can fucking come up and just tell a guy who could pound his fucking ass, pound it just for the fucking fun of it, to tell it, make him step and make him bend a knee to him. Ain't gonna happen, fat fuck. You're gonna be a fat fuck until the day you fucking hang. I realize we're gonna have to beef up the fucking gallows, but hey, you know what? We're willing to work. We're willing to do the work for you. He continued, I make no apologies for it because I understand the history of this country and I don't think we should be afraid to say this. Repeal the Second Amendment. Repeal the Second Amendment. Hang Michael Moore. Hang Michael Moore. That is goddamn treason and sedition to fucking suggest it. To suggest it, motherfucker. You are trying to incite fucking the overthrow of the fucking the people's government of the people's fucking law of December 15, 1791. You are trying to fucking overthrow it. You are guilty of fucking sedition. You're guilty of fucking treason. So say, I don't see why to say it. Repeal the second. Say, keep saying it, motherfucker. We got you saying it here. That's all we need to put a rope around your fat fucking neck. We got rope that big. And drop your ass through that fucking hole once you do the major shit dance. More added.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know what? These cowards, they just need to come on out and just say, hey, you Americans, you and your guns, y'all slowing down our great reset plans, and we got to have things in the go by 2030. So, you know, we just need to take that from y'all. But these cowards, they won't. They keep on committing these false flags, you know, and all this crap. They're trying to do it the cowardly way instead of doing it the manly way.
Well, it's because they're worms. And they're not going to get their 2030. I'm not going to change the way I live. I was talking to the Lord about it last night. It's like the, you know, they had the diaper fucking generation. I put some comment up on Hog. Oh, Hog was going, he's going to 50,000 people. And they're really very angry. Really, you little fucking children? Come fucking around some adults that are fucking angry. We'll take off our fucking belts and we'll put welts all over your fucking body, punk bitch motherfuckers. You are not fucking us. And it's always been in this country, people, that the generation that was going out, the older generation, peaceably handed over the fucking power to the fucking next generation. But they have fucking so infiltrated that the next generation thinks they're just going to come and shove the fucking people that we ain't done living our life yet. And you think you're going to fucking push us? You're going to push all fucking people? You're a dumb son of a bitch. What are they going to give us? Life in prison? Fucking blow your fucking head off? You better start thinking, you stupid son of a bitches. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Seem dumber, and they either wear an R or a D. I gave up on cable, cause you know there ain't nothing to see. Real people with cameras have become the only truth on TV. And it's a shame, cause who's to blame is the biggest criminality. Contracts were made to protect what the creator gave. Was fought, sides fought by those who buy and sell the slave. Lies told, face bold to the ones to be convinced they're brave. Once more, that few selects the kids to fill the grave. Well, I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off a grizzly bear that's sleeping. He said, don't come for my gun, and I won't shoot you. Rifle means to give it the respect that it needs. And gun control with my pistol means I hit the target and the clip feeds. And my rights from the creator are a no conditions guarantee. No need to push the limit and find out why that's America's creed. I made that promise to the Constitution and what it means. I pledge an oath to allow for what my grandkid will dream. And if I don't have tomorrow, I know they'll find my Browning is clean. Don't come for my gun if you think that I hate all that I've seen. I'll learn history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Piss off a grizzly bear that's sleeping. He said, don't come for my gun. Dumb down our kids. There's MK Ultra, AIDS and SIDS, chemtrail clouds, GMO foods. You call that health care? Can't even say good. It's your rights that I fight for. Together we will not have to run. Your house, your spouse, protect against wherever they're from. Foreign and domestic are the two types of enemy scum. In short, I won't shoot you if you don't come for my gun. I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that piss off the grizzly bear that's sleeping. He said, don't come for my gun. And I won't have to do it.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific Time, and that was Thurman Nolany with Don't Come For My Gun. But you listen to the these guys, and they fucking they're thinking, but they're not in our world. I mean, they really don't understand it as much as they should. But they don't. I mean, when they talk about that Constitution, if everybody just understood what the fucking Constitution was, it was a piece of shit. It was never a lawful document. It was never ratified by we the people. We never gave consent through any fucking ratification of any constitution for any fucking buddy to rule over us. That means the fuckers that are trying to rule over us using that constitution are fucking, they're at war with us. Because they're trying to overthrow our jurisdictional authority over this fucking land. That includes this fat fuck Michael Moore. You don't need a gun. You don't need a gun because you got fucking people with Mac-10s and goddamn fucking Uzis and shit all the fucking around you, don't you, fat fucker? Where were we here? He concluded nearly 70% of us do not own a firearm. Fuck you. I mean, where do you get your... Did you go into the houses? Did you count the fucking... You're a lion's fat fucking son of a bitch. I mean, I just love the way these fucking commies think, well, I can just say anything you want out of my mouth and just blabber it out there. Are you gonna go count them and prove me wrong? No, what I'm gonna tell you, Michael, is that I fucking did some phone calls and stuff, and it's more like fucking 10 fucking percent that don't own the gun. Sorry, you were wrong on that one. You can correct that later, you fat fuck. We don't own a gun. We are not a nation of gun owners. Yes, you are. The 30% who do own guns, do own a gun. Most of them are law-abiding citizens, infringement fucking abiding citizens. I don't know what they think they are going to use that gun for. Those who are hunters, I understand that they like to hunt. Those who like to fire guns on shooting ranges, it's fun to hit the target. Great, go for it. But we need to do whatever what other countries do, where the store the gun at where you store the gun at the gun club, at the gun range. You don't want a gun in the house. If you're afraid of somebody breaking in, get a dog. You don't need a gun. You have a greater chance of harming yourself or others in your family. Is that what you got, a dog, fat fuck? Fuck you, lying son of a bitch. I carry a gun, you know why? Because I can. Because I have the goddamn right to, you fat motherfucker. Get a dog. You get a fucking dog. I'm busting in my fucking house in the middle of the night. I'll blow your ass right out the fucking window. That's American, man. You fat, you can break nobody's house. I keep forgetting that you're a fucking goddamn... You know, this poor son of a bitch can't even lay down at the beach. Greenpeace will tow him back out to sea. But fucking, a piece of shit like that, fucking, I don't really give a shit what you got to say, fat fuck. You're a fat, sloppy, I mean, you're a grotesque fucking example of fucking to anybody. Little young people, they should be gross and fat and fucking have diabetes and be a fucking slob like you. Is that what you're trying? I mean, that's what you're fucking projecting. Like you're some kind of fucking figure. You're nothing but a fucking two-bit fucking communist goddamn shill. And that's all you'll ever be until you hit the end of that goddamn rope. Fresh off handgun ban. Oh, this is the one I was talking about. Justin Trudeau says using a gun for self-defense is not, quote, not a right that you have in Canada. What do you people in Canada think about that? There's a gun laying there. Goddamn, three or four people are fucking killing your family. But I guess it's like the body armor. The body armor's laying there. You can't put the body armor on. Can't pick up the fucking gun. I guess you just got to watch. Got to watch as your family. You fucking let this little fucking fairy. God damn, it's the first time I've really ever sat and listened to that son of a bitch, and it wasn't very long. But what a fucking fairy. What a wimp. What a nobody nothing son of a bitch. You wouldn't tell me nothing, you piece of shit. You would fucking, you saw me, you go the other fucking side of the street to pass me by. That's what you would do. You nobody cunt, little son of a bitch. Rule number one for tyrants, go for the guns. Well, of course, it's always been. And we've watched what happened in fucking goddamn New Zealand, fucking Australia. Everywhere they've taken the guns, the kind of draconian fucking actions they're taking against the people. They're not taking them against the people here because we can shoot their ass. And to give up your gun, to even suggest it with people knowing on what's going on around the world is fucking laughable. Fresh off of last week's decision to implement a sweeping ban on handgun sales, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau doubled down and decided American-style views on gun ownership while arguing that Canadians have no right whatsoever to use guns for self-defense. Well, you don't tell a goddamn individual person what they have the fucking right to do, you cocksucker. Well, you know what? We didn't have it either until we shot the fuck out of the British and shot them out of our country and declared it as absolute fucking law. Now, did we? I mean, that's what the Canadians need to do. They need to shoot you motherfucking, you fucking Queen's men out of their fucking country and declare the fucking Bill of Rights as the law of their fucking land. Then they will have it, won't they? I love the way he just, we don't got that law, so fucking what? A fucking real man wants to fucking dust your fucking undies, I guess he'll do it, won't he? What are you gonna do about it, piss ant? You ain't never been in a fucking fight in your whole fucking life, and you're talking about going after creating a goddamn river of blood? Right, where are you gonna hide when it's happening? Well, you already, yeah, that's right, you caught COVID again. Again. Every time he does something like this, he gets COVID so they keep him out of the fucking cameras. Because people want to rip him through the fucking goddamn, through the fucking television, body slam his ass. An appearance on the Pod Save, the world's, the world this week, Trudeau claimed that guns should only ever be used for hunting or sport shooting, but never for protecting oneself. Of course they should. And a hammer should only be used to fucking hammer a nail. If someone's raping your fucking daughter, two or three motherfuckers with machetes, don't pick up that fucking hammer. That's for driving nails. I mean, you know how asinine you look. You look asinine to begin with. You look like a little fucking perv. But goddamn, to step up and say something like that, and I can see the little smirk kind of in your face. You know, a good slap across the face, man. I bet your fucking face would change. I bet you'd be looking at me different. Of course, not my country. You Canadians got to decide whether you're going to let this little punk bitch fucking take your fucking guns away from you or not. From Trudeau, there are debates, and we have a culture where the difference is guns can be used for hunting for sport shooting in Canada. And there are lots of gun owners, and they're mostly law respecting, you know, the infringement abiding. See, when you law respecting is fucking respecting the fucking law of the fucking nature. That means not fucking with the other guy as long as he ain't fucking with you. You're not law respecting whatsoever. You're infringement fucking respecting. You respect the infringements. You obey the infringements, even though you know they're infringements. And you know that they're fucking hurting. When you fucking sell your own right out, you sell your fucking countrymen's rights out. And law abiding, but you can't use a gun for self-protection in Canada. I'll bet you a fucking dollar you can. You want to bet me, Trudeau? You want to bet? I'll bet you your fucking goddamn ministership against my life that you can use a fucking gun for self-protection in Canada. You can tell people they can't, but if somebody's fucking coming and busting in their house or trying to hurt them and they blow their ass away, and see, when the gun's in, well, I'm going to explain something to you, Dodo, because I don't think you've ever handled nothing but that fucking pussy between your legs in your hand. But the goddamn deal here is, when that gun is in, see, you guys always think that those guns have a mind of their own. You know, like when I, you know, like I've met that a couple of times. I've caught my pistol and my, you know, a gun or two trying to sneak out the back door. You know, I caught them in the middle of the night, sneaking down the stairs. Of course they have their own fucking mind. No, they don't. That, no, and you can't give that gun a mind no more than you can, than the fucking gun can have one. Now when you start talking about guns in the fucking, in this fucking sense, you're fucking goofy. You're pretending something that you know can't be, that you think if you say it, that somehow it's gonna find a way into somebody's mind. The guns whatsoever to use for self-defense. Canadians have no right whatsoever to use guns for self-defense. Well, I disagree. I say that fucking a right is something that you just fucking, if they exercise it, they exercise it. They pick that fucking gun up and they shoot some son of a bitch that's trying to hurt them. I guess they did it, didn't they? I guess they could, couldn't they? And I guess that fucking maybe they might want to put a rope around your fucking trees and his fucking neck. Because, you know, they're pumping people into Canada like they're pumping people into here. From all over the fucking world. MS-13 gang members, fucking people to kill you. They want it to be like over there in England, where the 80-year-old man, he'd hid his shotgun away when they did a fucking, the gun confiscation. Had a double-barreled shotgun. 80 fucking some years old, these people were. 80! And some young fucking thugs came in. Yeah, just think of this. That's a sickening part to start with. And come in and they're going to rape the 80-year-old woman. So the man takes his fucking shotgun and he fucking blasts a couple of them. Guess who goes to fucking jail? The guy who fucking was defending his 80-year-old wife from the fucking rape of fucking young men, young goons, criminals. I don't think that was quite right. I think that the people should have stood up and said, no, you're fucking not, son of a bitch. But the people just always have a hard time finding their feet underneath them, don't they? Can't use it whatsoever for you. Yeah, you can, whatsoever. Whatsoever, I bet just happening right fucking now. Boom, somebody just fucking died. You dickwad. In an appearance on PodSave, the world this week, Trudeau claimed that guns should only ever be used for hunting or sport shooting, never to protect oneself. We'll use them for hunting. We'll use them for hunting fucking traitors. We'll use them for hunting communists. We'll use them for hunting fucking goddamn fascists. We'll use them for hunting goddamn fucking capitalists of both the fucking communist and fascist fucking realms. We'll use them to fucking straighten this whole goddamn world out, son of a bitch. Oh yeah, hunting's a good idea. And there will be a lot of hunting going on because that's really what war comes down to when you get in the guerrilla fucking aspects of it. From Trudeau, there are debates and we have a culture where the difference is guns can be used for hunting or for sport shooting in Canada. And there are lots of gun owners and they're mostly law respecting, law abiding, but you can't use a gun for self-protection in Canada. Yes, you can. Yes, by God, you can. If you have the gun and the self-protection is needed, you can raise that fucker. You're telling me that you raise that fucker and pull the trigger with the bullet in it, it's not going to go off because you wrote it down on a piece of paper, dickwad? See, this is where we're getting with this shit. You can write it on a piece of paper. Go ahead.
Better judge by 12 than carried by 6.
You goddamn right. I mean, this whole fucking idea, I wrote it down on a piece of paper, therefore the gun won't fire now. It won't work for to do that. You fucking little pissant. In fact, you're one of the most pussy fucking motherfuckers I've ever met in my whole life. I never met you, but I seen you on the thing and I'd heard a lot about you. But to hearing you talk on that thing, you fucking little faggot punk, man, you're beyond fucking not a man. I believe you got a fucking pussy down there. You're fucking disgusting. Oh. Okay, that's where we're at. That's not right that you have in the Constitution or anywhere else. I don't care if you have it anywhere else. It's called natural fucking right. If somebody fucking listen here, Trudeau, dickweed, dumbass, fucking whatever in the fucking kind of weirdo fuck you are. If I'm in a goddamn field and five people attack me, I pick up a rock and bust one of them's fucking head. Goddamn legal move, man. That's why I'm defending my life by any means necessary. I pick up a stick, I bust it over another one's fucking head and take the jagged end of it and stick it through another one. I guess I can. I can do it. And you can't stop me with fucking words. You're going to have to get out there and somebody's going to have to eat fucking bullets to try and fucking tell us that we can't. And we got nothing to lose. It's either fucking eat your fucking shit, let you fucking little glasses-eyed fucking goddamn pencil-neck fucking communist execute us in a goddamn basement, or we fucking plow your fucking asses out of here and take back everything that's ours, Trudeau. Look at you. You would never fight. No, you wouldn't fight a woman. You're a cunt. You're a pussy. We put a fucking dress on you here where I live. You're nobody. If you sit up there like you're somebody, where in the fuck are the Canadian people? Show that dirty little bastard what a nobody he is. I can't believe you haven't done it yet. If you try and buy a gun and say it's, if you try and buy a gun and say it's for self-protection, no, you don't get that. You mean all I gotta do is lie? All I gotta do is lie to a liar, to a fucking goddamn fucking whatever. You're not even a human. Yeah, I want that for shooting targets. What kind of targets are you gonna shoot? I'm gonna shoot cans. What kind of cans are you gonna shoot? Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, all kinds of cans. I'm shooting cans. I mean, how fucking like this means something. Well, if I put it down on a piece of paper, well, then you're going to have to say you were going to shoot cans. Big whooping fucking deal. Once I got the fucking gun, I shoot who I goddamn well please, won't I? Son of a bitch. That includes you, except only it doesn't include you because you would have never have the fucking balls to go out and try to back your own fucking words, would you? You never, ever, against a 14-year-old boy, whip your fucking ass up one side and down the other. You've never backed your own fucking words, you cunt, you pussy, you fucking nobody. Trudeau, a noted World Economic Forum graduate, has been on a crusade against Canadian gun ownership for several years now, and unfortunately has been extremely effective. Well, if he's being effective, that means you fucking Canadians aren't being effective. Yeah, I mean, you better get fucking mean. I mean, just like here, I'm gonna give him to America no goddamn leave here. We all better get real fucking mean real fucking soon. You got goddamn pussies out there telling you they're gonna, I'm gonna write it down on a piece of paper and you won't be able to shoot a gun at the goddamn somebody who's trying to kill you. 2 years ago, the Canadian government banned all military-style assault weapons. And just last week, Trudeau placed a complete freeze on all handgun sales, effectively outlawing pistols nationwide. One man. Can that man whip you? You Canadians up there, I'm talking to you. I know that's something about you. Someone sent me a fucking timber cutting son of a bitches. You big bastards. Can that little pussy whip you? Then how is this one little fucking pussy going to tell you any fucking thing? How are you going to allow him to fucking act like he can tell you anything? I mean, just the very perception that this fucking little twerp, this little twit, can fucking tell a fucking lumberjack the fucking how the cow eats the cabbage, I don't think that looks good on you. I think you better straighten that out. And they aren't even done, close to done. Trudeau continued promising to outlaw handguns completely once and for all. There's this sense that Canada responded to the shooting in Texas by suddenly turning around and banning guns. Lovely, if it were true, but we've been working on stealing your fucking rights on this for 7 years. We've had a lot of setbacks, but since we've got elected, 7 years ago, we've been steadily working on strengthening gun control. So you have elections up there like we have down here. You have a goddamn aristocracy that the Queen's put in place. Fuck them. Just fuck them, people. Get your goddamn guns out and fucking kill them. You outnumber them. Just fucking shoot them down like the dirty fucking dogs they fucking are. All of a sudden, like, it don't matter if it's at the grocery store. It don't matter if it's in a church. Son of a bitch and traitor's a son of a bitch and traitor. They get their fucking bullet where it's convenient for you. And when you shoot them, say, oh, fuck, man, that gun just killed a son of a bitch. It's written down that it can't. What's going on here? I'm so confused. Get out the scientists. We got to find out the science behind this shit. We will, 2 years ago, we banned all military-style weapons. And just a few weeks ago, we moved forward on a total freeze on handguns. How many handguns did you get? How many fucking of the military-style weapons did you get? None. You ain't got shit. A lot of people in Canada have held on to their fucking guns enough to fucking blast your asses away. And boy knows when it breaks loose that we would be happy to help our neighbors up north trying to free themselves from the tyranny of the fucking one world fucking government of the goddamn the Illuminati of the international corporate mafia, these fucking criminals who think they can own people. We'll be more than happy to fucking share what we got with you. We will wipe these motherfuckers off the planet. And then we'll just goddamn live happily ever after. Because, you know, the Canadians are kickback fucking people. And basically Americans are. I mean, we're a little wilder. Because we're a younger country. But, I mean, after we get all the fucking pussies out of here and everything, get everything straightened back out, we're going to be a pretty mellow people across the board. But heavily fucking armed. Hair triggered, ready to fucking go on a moment's notice because we're not going to let this happen again. We're taking all the money back. We're taking all the fucking land back. All the fucking foreigners are going. And anybody in the first one that fucking suggests that they have any authority over that fucking Bill of Rights gets a bullet right through their fucking head. And the person who did it isn't going to get in trouble. They're going to get a chocolate ice cream cone. Anyway, that's enough for today. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Till then, just think about, you know, look at this, watch this video to join. Think about this little fucking punk pussy telling a fucking 6 foot fucking, four fucking goddamn logger, you know, 280 fucking pounds coming up. Give me your gun right now or I'll bite you. That's The Word from the Trenches.